So I went in and talked to him. I told beforehand, fine, I'll plead guilty, whatever you want. Just leave my family, leave my friends out of it. And I told him beforehand, if I'll plead guilty to anything as long as you'll leave my employees, my friends, my family, anything. My father-in-law, school teacher, 35 years. My grandpa, who's was the temple president.
Now, did they specifically reference them, all of them?
Yes.
If they were gonna, they would do that, your wife and all those other.
Yeah. My wife, they gave me a piece of paper with their names on it. And they said they're going to arrest them all and charge them with money laundering because they've all, at some point, got money from me. But my goal is, with this and everything, is after I know there's no way that the government can hurt anyone.
Anybody recording this conversation?
No.
Okay.
No.
That little Jesus. Just ask her.
Well, when I had, I talked about the bribe I got, we had it in a closet there. I understand why you're doing this. So a lot of guys, I get it. You're probably sick and tired of the bullshit. You like the CNN, and most important, you don't want anybody to get hurt and all that. And
yeah.
Somehow you think that by doing this, then you can, and the video and everything else, you can somehow get justice and stop these guys from acting again.
Yeah.
My question is, seems to me like you'd be better off fighting these guys by not pleading.
If there was a way that I knew there's no way they would hurt other people, I would. But that's the whole thing they're saying. If I do anything against them, they're going to bring it. I already told them, I said, you charge me anything you want. I just want to have a day in court. This video, it's not on here, that we're getting together is really the factual evidence that what I'm pleading guilty to, there's no way I could be guilty of it.
Don't you see by with the guilty plea, which you can't then take back?
I know.
No one cares about the niceties and the details. You're a convicted felon, fraudster, and no one is going to, I mean, doesn't it detract from you going after this point? What happens, basically, you're saying, I just called bullshit on you guys. And I get in the court, and then now the judge knows. And now it's public. All the rest of this all been behind closed doors. It's all been private. Your attorney, private stuff. They can deny. That's the only, I think, to me, to say now, if you were to say right now, we'll call them and say, you know what, I thought about this, I'm not going to sign your damn agreement. Yeah, you know, they could go and do what they're saying they're going to do. And at the end of the day, they still could. Even if this happens and you do this in court, you know, they can still be pissed and say, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
You called our bluff, well, guess what? We're going to go ahead and indict all these people. That is a possibility. You have to do
it. I can't gamble with everyone's lives like that. That's the problem.
So, Jeremy, tell me, you know, when you said your ultimate goal is you don't ever want them to do this to anybody else.
That's it. That's what
the plan
about.
By pleading guilty, how do you stop them in the future? Because they win. How do you stop them? Their tactics worked. So tell me what your plan is on stopping them after this.
Well, if it's blatantly obvious, you know, the only reason that I signed this and I said I was guilty to something that I'm not, I think that it would embarrass the government to some extent.
Dude, it's too late. You've admitted it. Well, under oath.
I know.
And the charge of perjury on top of it.
You know, nobody knows I'm doing that. My family, no one has any idea.
They will, at that point.
I know. And so...
I understand, because you don't want them to know, you don't want them probably to talk you out of it, right?
No, I don't want my last days of them to be sad ones. You know, they won't talk me out of it.
I still don't think you have a plan.
Have you ever watched The Life of David Gale?
No. Should I?
Yeah. It was a guy, and he's against the death penalty. And he had, with the governor of Texas, he was having a debate. And he was saying, look, it doesn't reduce crime, it isn't ineffective, you know, and it just doesn't work. And the governor got all pissed. He said, I'll tell you what, fine, you tell me one innocent person we've ever put to death, and I'll call a moratorium and we'll stop the death penalty. And the guy's like, the problem with that is that once someone's dead, there's no way to prove they were innocent. Hmm. And so what he ends up doing is basically getting himself on death row. They put up a really good defense and everything else. And when he was, like, within the time period where he's transferred to the prison where they're going to kill him, at the crime scene where this woman was killed, there was a tripod. So they always had thought there was a videotape of this killing, but they never found it. And part of the video surfaced while he was on death row, and it basically showed her being with a bag over her head and strangled and dying. And so they tried to appeal the charge on that and say, hey, stop this execution because there's obviously a video here that can prove his innocence. And the court said, no, it doesn't prove his shit. He still dies. And this reporter that's following the video and everything. So he is in the execution chamber about to get killed, and this reporter gets the hold of the whole video. And the woman committed suicide. She put a bag over her head, and then she killed herself. There's no way he murdered her. She's run into the prison trying to stop the execution. And she gets there like 3 minutes too late to kill him. So they start playing the video of there's no way he killed this person. And they're playing the video of the governor saying, show me an innocent person that's ever been executed, I'll call him or kill him. And so to me, that's kind of
the true story? Conversation.
I'm not sure, actually.
It's a great story.
It's a great story. To me, that's how I hope to see it happen. I hope Newford's angry after the fact when he realizes I had to lie to him to protect my family, and it's a con. I hope Barlow is embarrassed. I hope that that's what happens. I realize for me there's not anything that can be done, but if it stops this from happening to someone else, that's okay. Because the way I look at it, Mark, is that they're going to win no matter what. The evidence doesn't really matter. If they bring 100 charges against me and 10, 12 other people, the jury's not going to find not guilty on every single charge, no matter what the evidence is. They just assume, well, there's got to be something wrong here, and they'll find you not guilty on most of them. For this, they will give the government a couple just to make them happy. So it's not like I'm avoiding something that's going to inevitably happen anyways. At least I'm sparing everyone else, and hopefully something good comes from it. But I realize you've got good points. Nathan says the same thing. Who's going to listen to you? And that's why I want him to listen to you. I want him to listen to the attorney in our office, and I want him to look at the evidence and the card processors. I want to get as much video from as much people who really have first-hand knowledge of the situation as I can and listen to them. And then say, why would this guy plead guilty? Why would he do that? And show him why. It might not work, but it might.
You know? I understand what you're saying. It's very noble. I mean, really selfless. Really is. But not entirely selfless, because now your kids, you don't get their daddy. Right?
They don't have a daddy either way. I mean, they're going, if I thought that I had some chance of fighting them and there are hundreds of charges and all these people, I would.
He wanted John Swatwood job. He had people calling me left and right.
Trust me, I know. For some reason, John thinks I'm against him, and I'm not. And if you talk to him, I hope you would relay that I'm absolutely doing nothing to harm him.
Well,
even if it helps me, I'm not.
You know, the problem with that is from what you told me, Jason, is I'm concerned about him being indicted after he's elected.
He will not be, I promise you. They have zero case, and I refuse to, even, and Nathan is angry as hell about it, but I won't do anything to corroborate anything that they need.
You know, but I'm torn on that, because I'm a law and order guy, he's my friend, but I don't want...
I'm torn on it too. Believe me, I had a hard time, because Nathan always says, it's either John or your family, Jeremy. Because that's the way this all goes away. So it's hard. It's a.
Would you tell me what John did, please?
It's a very hard thing, you know, when you put it in that perspective for me to make a decision. But I can't. You know, I have to think about John's family.
Was you think in your family? This is what John told me, because some of this has leaked out a little bit to us.
I know.
Kirk Torgerson. So I went to John, and John's freaking. John is freaking out. I said, John, I got to know what happened. Story was, from John, is that Richard Rawl had these issues with the FTC or whoever, federal government, in the past. He has some good contacts, good lobbyists in D.C. The same guys that helped him will help you, but it's going to cost $250,000. That you gave $250,000 to Richard to do this. John, I don't know if it was just a go-between or passed a check along. I don't know if John deposited his own account and they gave it to Richard. But John's story is it all went to Richard and then nothing happened.
And that's the way it's going to stay.
Tell me the truth.
Well.
And between us, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to think long and hard before I do anything. Would you just tell me the truth?
I can't, you know, the problem, I'm afraid that you would do something. And so.
No, other than talk to John. I want John to do the right thing.
Look, John made a mistake. He made an error in judgment. And he's desperate for money or whatever the reasons are, you know. I know what will happen to him if it gets out. And I can't. I just can't, no matter what, bring myself to do that to another person. And so, I think he's learned. I think he regrets it deeply. And I don't think he'll do it again. I don't think he deserves, and his family deserves to be punished the rest of their lives for one little thing that they did.
You didn't do anything wrong. You're being punished. I love John. John has been my friend and supporter.
But
he's going to be Attorney General. You can't have someone in that office who
was
my chief deputy.
The alternative is you have a narcissist like Ward in there. He's the lesser of all the evils. And I mean, I thought it through. I thought it through long and hard. And to tell you the truth, I even offered to cooperate. The government, you know how it got started, is they found emails from John to me.
This whole thing started?
Against John. This indictment thing that you keep hearing about.
Right.
And so they wanted me to give them the whole situation with these emails, because what John puts in emails is extremely incriminating. But until I say, you know, I cooperate with that, is they really don't have much.
Do you have ever, do you believe John kept some of the money?
I for sure he did.
Oh, sign the paper and then go into court and reveal it in court. Just say, Your Honor, I thought about this. I can't stand before you and tell you this. It's not true. I only said it because it threatened my family and my loved ones, and I just can't do it. And Judge, I hope you'll do something to stop it, because it's just not right. I just feel like it's not right. How can they do it? I mean, there's your day in court. You got a judge now pissed off. You got the court reporter reporting all this stuff. I'm sure what will happen is once you say it, they'll say, in my chambers now. He'll take everybody in the chambers. He should bring in the court reporter. Crane should say, we want the court reporter in chambers recording this conversation and get it all on record. I know you've got your plan, and it's a noble plan, Jeremy. You know, God bless you, because, I mean, it just shows the kind of guy I've been telling everybody. To this day, I tell people, that's the Jeremy I know. The guy's not a crook. He's got the biggest heart in the world, and that's all you're doing now is trying to save people. I get it. I want to fight these sons of bitches.
Because
you don't
when I hear it, like, from you and from Crane trying to talk me out of it, I know that the government will do things that you don't expect them to do. There's nothing they won't do in this case, I believe. So if they say they're going to hurt my family, by God, there's nothing. I have to believe that they're going to do it. And especially if I embarrass them and they're still able to. Now, if they're unable to, and the judges sign a thing, and then they're embarrassed, I don't know anything they can do. And that's why I'll think about it. Believe me, I will. But you know something? Here's another thing. I've lived an extraordinary life. And it even if, I just, you know, people in their life have all these things they have to deal with, these struggles. They've had marriages. They've health problems. Unruly kids.
Talking about me right now.
Financial issues. Whatever it is, right? Everyone has things to deal with. This is my thing. I have to do the right thing.
Now you're scaring me because, listen to me. I'm on a National Suicide Prevention Board. You sound to me like you're about ready to end it.
No, no.
Look at me and tell me you're not going to think that.
To me, you know, taking me away from my family is...
They'll be there when you come out. Don't want to take it away, Jeremy. Don't.
God.
I know what you're thinking. You can't think that, Jeremy. You have a lot yet to give. You're such a young guy. Even if you do this and get out, you're going to have so much more time still to bless people's lives.
No, I just... I'm not thinking of hurting myself. I'm just... I'm saying it's the same to me.
Give me a few days to see how I can reach David Barlow, see if I can't talk to him.
Okay.
I think there might be a way. We're close enough. I can never do it with Brett Tallman. He turned right around.